Do you drink too much? Do you smoke too much? Do you work 80 hours a week? These are all signs that something's wrong. So I developed this self-love quiz that if someone's sitting here being like, oh, self-love, that's so frou-frou. But if you take this quiz and you score on two of the lower levels, that means that every area of your life is negatively affected.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
I got Brad Chandler here today. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm excited you're here. Say, we all got started in real estate someplace, somehow. How did you stumble into this business?
So it goes all the way back to ninth grade when I read a book on how to buy real estate with no money down by Robert Allen. Mm-hmm. And I knew I always wanted to do real estate for the money. There was like unlimited income, right? So I'm like, that's what I want to do. So in late 2002, an investor bought my neighbor's house in Vienna, and I went and talked to him, and he says, yeah, buy houses at 30% below market, fix them up and resell them. I was like, well, that's what I'm going to do. So that was about November of 2002. For 8 long months, Neil, I spent trying to get my first deal. And this wasn't just like here and there. Like I came home at 6 o'clock, spent 2 hours with my newborn son, put him to bed at 8, and then worked from 8 to probably 11 every single night, weekends. I mean, I was pounding bandit signs, hand addressing hundreds of envelopes, knocking on doors, putting door hangers out. And every month that went by, I couldn't get a deal. And I'm just like, if they can do it, I've seen all these other people do it, I can do it. And so in July of 2003, I bought my first house. In July and August of 2003, I bought 6 houses. I came home in October and I said to my wife at the time, I go, I just quit my job and I've started Express Home Buyers. She's like, what? She's like, we've got a newborn son and I've got 2 kids we got to take care of. Like, what are you talking about? I was like, it'll be fine. And here we are 20 years later. She's not with me, but everything's fine.
Yeah. It's amazing. Isn't it funny? Talk to me about that. Your ability to go from nothing, nothing, nothing to stay mentally engaged, still have the belief that you will accomplish something and then have it snowball. Not just one. You get one and then before you know it, it's 6.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I didn't know what I was doing at the time. I didn't know what I was doing from a mental standpoint, but I've gone through this major transformation that we'll talk about here shortly. And one of the things that I've broken down is I had a lot of persistence. But why did I have a lot of persistence? I was trying to prove myself because inside I felt inadequate. I felt unworthy. So I'm like, I've got to do this. I've got to make a bunch of money because when I make a bunch of money, I'll be happy and the world will see me as worthy. So really, sometimes in life, things are both negative and positive, right? So this feeling of myself did a lot of negativity in my life, caused me 2 divorces, caused me to use drugs and alcohol, on and on and on. But what it did do is it drove me to make a bunch of money. It also drove me to lose a lot of money, which we can talk about in a few minutes.
Tell me that feeling, what was the genesis of that? Does that stem to your childhood?
It does. Yep.
What's the genesis of it?
The short version is as a child, when something bad happens to you, when you're 6 years old, a 6-year-old says, well, something's bad happening to me, I must be bad, right? So something bad happened to me. My father used to hit me with a belt. He used to make fun of me. I was in a house, didn't have a lot of safety. And so therefore I'm like, this is happening to me because something's wrong with me. Didn't wake up at 47 years old and say, hey, something's wrong with me. Just I look now at my results of life and it was obvious that, yeah, something in my head was really telling me that.
Wow. So a lot of people experience the exact same thing, but they don't have that next level thought to come back and analyze, how did I get here? What transpired in my life? And how do I correct course, right the ship, if you will? And you've been able to do that for yourself and you help other people find a different trajectory.
Yeah. I mean, it's why do people not have the next level thinking? I didn't have the next level thinking either. I fell into this, Neil, because I went to get my son help for anxiety. And I'm on a Zoom call like this. And within 5 minutes, the lady says, you know what? You have a tic. And I'm like, what in the world are you talking about? She goes, you blink profusely when you talk about your childhood. You may have some unresolved childhood trauma that's affecting your son's anxiety. So do you want to come out and work with us? So I did. I came out to Park City, spent a weekend with them. In 1 3-hour session, I walked out a completely different human being because what he did is he led me back to my childhood around these traumatic or stressful events. And we as humans always form a meaning around the event. And those meanings were, hey, something is wrong with me. Something's bad. I deserve this. And that controlled my entire life. So your question is, there's countless people. I mean, 83% of Americans identify as not being very happy. It all leads back to this. So if I was sitting here 3 years ago having this conversation, I'm like, that's not me. I didn't have any trauma. I didn't have any stress as a child. I got spanked, but it wasn't a big deal. Well, getting spanked is a big deal. But this literally, all you have to do is look at your results. Look at your relationships. Look at how you judge yourself, how you judge others, how you talk to yourself. Do you drink too much? Do you smoke too much? Do you work 80 hours a week? These are all signs that something's wrong. So I developed this self-love quiz that if someone's sitting here being like, oh, self-love, that's so frou-frou. Well, I would have thought the same thing 3 years ago. But if you take this quiz and you score on two of the lower levels, that means I can guarantee you that every area of your life is negatively affected, including your real estate investment business, your wife, your kids, your health, everything. So go take the quiz if you want. And the great part is, Neil, that if you score on the lower two levels, you shouldn't look at that as, oh, woe is me. You should look at that as, oh my gosh, my life can change for the better, like in a profound way, just like mine has over the last 2 years.
Have you been to the vault? RealGritVault.com. Listen, we've got multiple guests who come on, and oftentimes they bring us little tips, tricks, tools, scripts, Excel calculators, a multitude of things, and they share it. They share it for you. You can get them totally free, totally free. RealGritVault.com. Never been on the show, who's brought everything. It's all behind the vault. Get it. RealGritVault.com. It's incredible because you've been in this business for darn near 20 years. Flipped
20 years.
I mean, thousands of homes. 4,000 homes.
Yep.
I mean, a massive, from the outside in, right? Massive, massive success, right?
Yep.
The pedestal of this industry. And yet deep down, you weren't happy and you weren't getting the results from outside of the business, right? The family, everything else, until you stumbled your way in with your son to be able to have a total transformation.
Here's the funny thing is I was happy. It's just, I didn't wake up every day depressed. I was a pretty upbeat guy, right?
Yeah.
But there was always this like, why am I always arguing with my wife? Why when my wife comes to me and says something that bothered her about me, why do I turn it on her and then I can't touch her or I don't want to be intimate with her for 3 days? Why do I have to smoke weed to go dance and have a good time or drink? Why can't I play in a golf tournament without having like crazy like fear and shaking? Those were the things I was just like, you know what? This is just life. It's just who I am. It's who everyone is. And that's what most people listening to this, they've kind of, you know what? I've got kids. They've got some behavioral problems. My marriage isn't great. My business is kind of up and down. It's just the way it is. And I'm here to tell you, that's not the way it is. It doesn't have to be that way. You are in your situation or you are suffering or struggling because of one thing. You're thinking. And it's thinking that you don't even know that's driving you because it was programmed between the ages of like 2 months old and 10 years old. And it's programmed deep in your mind. And your subconscious thoughts drive 95% of your behavior. But you go to a therapist and what do they want to talk about consciously? What's going on in your life? Mm-hmm. That's why people go, including myself, to decades of therapy, to decades of marital counseling and usually get nowhere.
Wow. So tell me, knowing what you now know, what would you have done differently if you were to look back, you know, 10, 20 years ago?
Oh my gosh, if I could have known what I know now about the human psyche and what drives us and what causes 99% of every problem in the world is caused by an individual's lack of self-love and self-compassion. Our prisons are full. Terrorism happens. The war in Ukraine, sex trafficking, molestation, rapes. Obesity. I mean, I could go literally on and on and on all day long because everything bad is tied back to this. Why do people have lack of self-love? Because they weren't born with lack of self-love. They develop lack of self-love because of the way that they were parented and the way that their caregivers, and it's not their caregivers' fault. I'm not sitting here placing blame, just the opposite. Their caregivers and parents, for the most part, did the absolute best that they could do. So if I could go back 20 years, oh my gosh, first of all, in my fix and flip business, Neil, I lost $9 million over five mistakes. When I look back at those five mistakes, they were all from me trying to chase my worth to try to prove to the world that, hey, look at me, I'm worthy.
Wow. When you reach that, I think there's plenty of people who do things so unconsciously, right? Get to a spot where they're trying to build their business and they get to this pinnacle, if you will, to try to prove themselves worthy. And what happens when you get there? There's no feeling, is there? There's nothing.
There's no feeling. You pay off your house. You're like, oh, when I pay off my house, it's going to be great. Nothing changes. All you do is you go on to the next thing because when you feel you're not enough, you got to get more. You know, my mentor says she's worked with 1,000+ addicts. She's never met one addict that felt like they were enough. So what do they have to do? More work, more booze, more weed, more food, more sex, more gambling, more. It doesn't matter when you feel like you're not enough. Look at the people who have taken their lives, the Whitney Houstons of the world, Prince Michael Jackson. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, right? These people have more money than they know what to do with. Money doesn't do anything for you. does nothing. As long as your basic human needs are met, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Today, what's your world look like? Where are you passionate about? Where are you spending your time, energy, and effort?
So last year, Express Home Buyers flipped nearly 300 houses. I've got a great management team in place. I work about an hour and a half a week in that business. And I started last year Brad Chandler Coaching, and my entire existence. I'm going to be turning 50 this year. Yay. Yeah,
congrats.
And my plan is to live to be 110. And I want to give this gift to everyone else that, because this was a gift I was given. This fell into my lap. I wasn't out looking for it. And my life has so profoundly changed every area of my life, my relationships, my health, my business. We had one of our best years ever because I stopped focusing on money and started focusing on impact. So yeah, this is what I'm going to do the rest of my life is help people stop struggling and realize that life isn't about suffering and struggling. It's about deeply connected relationships, love, and joy.
The coaching business is focused on what? The ideal person is who and what do they do?
So I'm targeting it's entrepreneurs really because I'm an entrepreneur. I can relate to them. So I started a really cool private Facebook group called How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. You can join the group or sign up and I'll approve you at bradchandler.com/Facebook. But really entrepreneurs who are struggling in any area of their life, I'll show you where you might have five problems in life, but they're all tied to the same exact issue. My coaching clients now, as I'm doing the intake and they're telling me their issues, I can just see this puzzle going together that everything is around this one thing. And that's these untruths that we've told ourselves since childhood.
What I really like about what you're saying is it sounds to me like it becomes a domino effect. Really focus on, get to the core, get to the one domino, and these other things, which you may identify as five problems, they probably become easier to knock over once you focus, once you identify the core.
Yes, everything becomes easier. Your bad relationship with your wife or your husband right now has nothing to do with the actual relationship with the other person. It has to do with the relationship with yourself. That's why marriage counseling doesn't work. That's why we have a 50 to 70% divorce rate between first and third divorces, is because everyone's like, oh, it's their fault. I'm going to go find Mary or John. And then they just repeat the same shit with Mary or John because it has nothing to do with Mary or John. It has to do with you.
At the end of the day, there's only one common denominator, right?
Yeah.
Let's do this. I'm going to move on to my final segment, what I call 4-4 impact.
4-4 impact.
Your favorite quote, the truth shall set you free. Jesus said it. What about that resonates most with you?
Oh my gosh. I mean, woof. You cannot suffer as a human being if you live in the truth. All of our problems in life come because we don't live in the truth or we don't speak the truth. So when you're in an intimate relationship and you're feeling that certain way, but you feel so insecure about yourself, you can't share it. That's where all your problems come from. When you tell yourself you're not enough, and then you got to turn to drugs and alcohol or sex or whatever it is, it's all about untruth. So whether it's your business life, your health, your personal intimate relationships, if you can just live in the truth, you can't suffer.
What do you think holds most investors back from hitting their personal next level?
So entrepreneurs typically start businesses for two reasons, I believe. One is because they want control, because they lack control growing up. And the irony of that is you control nothing in your life. You actually get control by giving up control. The only one thing you control in your life is your thinking. So entrepreneurs start it for control, one, and number two, to prove themselves through money. So I think when the biggest impact, the shifts that I made, that everyone can make, is stop chasing the money and try to make an impact. So when you focus a business, whether it's real estate investing or a car wash, you look at the business on how can I make the biggest impact on my client, my investors, my employees. And when you shift that mindset to that, that's when all the money will come. Because when you're trying to chase money, that's the shiny object syndrome. That's me opening another market, opening a Virginia Beach in 5 days and getting five employees when I couldn't even keep my brochure boxes full in my home market. So that certainly is a big thing.
The next two may be layups for you because I know we've touched on these, but I'm going to ask them anyway because I ask every guest. Outside of real estate, what are you most passionate about?
Helping people see the truth and change their lives. Yeah.
What's your favorite way to make an impact in the community?
Changing people's lives. I'm doing it every day. I'm helping people. I'm giving them a roadmap to change their lives and get them out of the suffering that they're currently in and getting them to the freedom and happiness that they so deserve.
Yeah. Deeply impactful. Isn't it funny? When you focus on impact, you actually end up making a deeper impact in your own life. Probably changes you dramatically.
Oh yeah. I mean, every client I work with, I learn something and it heals me and it makes me a stronger person and a better leader and better coach.
We launched Real Grit Vault here earlier this year. It's a collection of resources available to our listeners. I understand you've got a contribution to the vault.
Yeah. So I have this self-love quiz and I'm telling you guys, don't take this thing lightly. Don't laugh at me. take the quiz, because it could be a quiz. It's a 12-question quiz. It could be a quiz that forever changes your life, your family's lives, your spouse, your marriage, and your kids' lives. So take the test. You can go to bradchandler.com/quiz, or if you want the actual quiz where you can track it, because that just gives you an outcome, I'll send you a Google spreadsheet where you can actually track it over time and see if you're making progress. Just simply send me an email at brad@bradchandler.com, and I'll email you out, no charge, no nothing, that actual quiz.
Best way, you've given two really good resources there, but is there any other way for people that want to find you, they want to follow you, they want to connect with you, any place else they should go?
Yeah. So every single day of the year, I put out a message on freedom, happiness, ending your suffering, you know, living a joyous life. And if you go to bradchandler.com/contact, it's got every single one of my social media platforms that you connect with me, as well as my story, as well as the quiz. And as well as if you want to have a 30-minute free conversation with me, I'd be happy to try to help you along your journey.
That's terrific. Wonderful contribution there, Brad, to the audience. I really appreciate you taking the time to connect. You've got a very powerful story and the ability really to change somebody's entire life, not just their business life, which is part of it, but their entire life, which really is, at the end of the day, you know, we get in business to have time, energy, effort, freedom of choice, and then happiness, the ability for how you're making an impact in people's lives to set them free, if you will, is wonderfully impactful. So I appreciate what you're doing for humanity here.
I really appreciate that. I want to share something with you. The last couple of clients I brought in, or it's kind of been a common theme among these real estate investors, entrepreneurs, they're working so much and they have this racing mind and they're constantly working and they come home and their kids want their time and they can't give it to them. Where does that come from? Your kids never asked you to work 80 hours a week. Your kids want you. They don't want the four-wheeler and the BMW and the vacation home. They want you. So again, people are going, and they don't know what's driving them, right? In their head, they're like, I've got to work hard because I've got to prove this to my family. I've got to make money. I've got to support my family. They don't want any of that. I can tell you after doing this work now for 2 years that you're being driven again by those unconscious thoughts that I'm not enough. I need to do more. I need to make more money. I need to go open 3 different businesses. And it's not the case. So once you do this work, like that all changes. And you get back in alignment with your family and yourself and you know, what the real, like you said, what are the important things in life? It's about deep connections with other human beings, especially your family members.
Spot on. Couldn't have said it better. Brad, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. I'm Neil Timmons for everybody here at Real Grit, reminding you that real estate requires real grit. See you next time. If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it, but let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must-answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode.
Hey, it's Neil Timmons. I've got a question for you. Are you a fix and flipper and want to leverage your skills, build passive income, create bigger paydays? Maybe you buy and hold rental houses and you want to increase your income by working less. Maybe you're executing on the Burr methodology and times being what they are, you're finding more cash locked into a deal. Maybe you want more predictable profits, or maybe this is your first go at real estate. Well, I've got a challenge for you. The 20X Profit Challenge. It's hosted and taught by yours truly. I'm going to teach and show you over the course of 5 days in this totally free challenge how to 20X your profit. Lesson one's a game changer, multiplying your income and capital fast. Lesson two is the perfect plan. I'm going to show you how to be getting off-market 20X profit deals coming to you. The cash flow multipliers, lesson three, how to rapidly force appreciation and income growth. Lesson four is the deal accelerator, buying and holding profit guarantee properties. And lesson five, the wealth accumulator, consistently closing a 20X profit deals. I'm going to show you exactly my methodology, exactly what I did to go from where I was at not achieving the results I wanted to achieve in my life, not achieving that passive income that I hoped for, that I knew I was capable of, and in 3.5 years becoming financially free. I'm going to do that in a 5-day free challenge. To sign up, go to 20xprofitchallenge.com, 20xprofitchallenge.com. We've got one coming up. Go there now, register. It's totally free. 20xprofitchallenge.com, and I'll see you in the challenge.